So we're here at the Leicester Grammar School, and Dr. David Whittle, Head of Music, is here. Good evening, David. Thank you for joining us on Newsline. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here today.
Well, here today, we're actually rehearsing for the big concert in March, which is the one we're doing in aid of Vista. We do it every year, a charity concert. We've done local charities like Loros, Memphis, and local branches of other charities. So we get a big attendance, sort of 600-plus people. And, we love doing it, and if we can do some good while we're doing it, all the better.
Excellent. Now, you were telling me a little earlier that you have been doing this for quite a long time. How's this particular version of the band doing so far?
They're doing okay. But, you know, being in a school, things change every year, you know, and you try and keep the level the same. It's never... rarely is exactly the same as the previous year, but we generally keep it somewhere acceptable, I think.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us. I hear the band's warming up at the moment, so we'll let them get on with it.
Right.
Thank you, David.
Elizabeth.
And how long have you been with the band as it is at the moment?
This will be my third year, I think.
Three years?
Yeah.
And you were saying that you're self-taught?
Yeah.
On the bass guitar?
Yeah, Doc basically asked me to take the guitar home for like a weekend. I sort of worked my way around
it. So take the guitar home, learn it and come back on Monday?
Basically, no.
Perfect bass player.
No, like the first rehearsal was a bit daunting, but I'm in the swing of it now.
And you read all the parts to you, or do you?
I can read bass clef, so.
Yeah, and I see you've got like two basses. You've got the upright bass and the electric bass. Do you find it difficult to work together, or is because you have to be smack on?
Yeah, like it's a different timbre as well, like a different sound quality. Mm. So that's it's quite interesting. But like, I don't know. I think we're well attuned to one another.
It sounds great together, I must say. I've never heard that before. Electric bass and acoustic bass together.
I think she should be mic'd up, but
yeah,
that's yet to come, I think. But it's good because then, I mean, I'm going to leave this year, so if she can take over.
What would you like to do later, musically?
Well, I'm hoping to go to drama school and go into acting. Right now the industry is so hot on actors being able to play instruments at the same time. Yeah, I mean, there are lots of... It's becoming a bit of a thing now. So hopefully I'll be able to use, you know, my musical skills in that as well. And the thing is, it's all applicable. Everything that you... Ensemble work is... It's about listening. It's about having your own ideas. Yeah. So it's all applicable.
Yeah. Well, look, thanks ever so much for talking to us.
I won't
keep you from your rehearsals, but thanks again. It sounds brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers.
And Rihanna here, and they're both playing in the Big Band concert as well. Now, what year are you both in?
Seven.
Year seven, so you're 11?
Yeah.
And what instruments do you both play?
The trombone.
Both play the trombone. Yeah. Are you excited about being in the Big Band concert?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Either of you ever been to see it?
I've been to almost every concert.
Have you?
Yeah.
Over the years?
Yeah.
And what would you say to somebody that was thinking about getting tickets to come along?
I'd say definitely come along, because it's a real experience coming to like hear them, and it's unlike, like, there's a lot of bands around nowadays, but there's not many bands that play big band music and like dance music, and it's a real experience to come and hear them.
Brilliant.
It's really good.
Yeah, really good. And Rihanna, what do you think is going to be the best thing for you playing on the night?
I just love hearing everyone play on the night, because I think when we all put in loads of work, it sounds really good on the night.
Brilliant. And do you just play the trombones, or do you want to play any other instruments, do you think?
I also play the viola, and I also play the piano and the violin.
Oh, wow. And listening to some of your friends here and other fellow students, does it encourage you to want to pick up some other instruments?
Yeah.
So do you think maybe some of our audience might feel inspired to pick up an instrument as well after it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let me let you go back to rehearsals. Thank you for talking to us.